Track 1.1. Lesson 1.1. Listening. Exercise C.
Hello and welcome to Everyday Psychology. I'm Paul Ross, and with me today is psychologist and expert on relationships, Isabel Ackerman.
Hello, Paul. Hello, listeners.
Isabel, today's topic is meeting new people. Now, we often meet new people at work or in our social lives, but it can be difficult to talk to someone we don't know. I mean, what do you say to a stranger at a party or a new colleague at the office? Is it okay to talk about some topics but not others? Have you ever met someone new and had no idea what to talk about? Today, you have some advice to help us break the ice and start conversations with new people.
Yes, I do. Let's begin with a very simple tip. When you meet someone new, start with a smile. A smile can help us feel more relaxed, but that's easy to forget when you feel nervous.
And, of course, a friendly face is easier to talk to.
Yes. A nice way to continue a conversation is to say something positive. You could talk about the place or situation you are in and then ask a question. For example, at a party, try, "Are you having fun?" Or, "I love this music. What is your favorite band?" To a new person at work, you can say, "Oh, I'm glad it's lunchtime. How's your first day going?"
So, no complaining about the boss.
Not at first, no. But it is good to ask about other people. For example, in a new group of students, ask, "Do you know our teacher?" Or, at a wedding ceremony, "Did you enjoy the ceremony?" Or, "How do you know the happy couple? Were you at school together?" Don't be negative about other people because you don't know who they know.
Yes, that could be dangerous.
Interests and studies are always good, safe topics to talk about. Questions like, "What kind of music do you like?" or "Where did you study?" are usually easy to answer. Remember, ask lots of questions and give lots of answers. A successful conversation is like a game of tennis.
Oh, it takes hours and makes you tired?
Very funny. When you feel more relaxed, ask some personal questions. "Where are you from? Are you married? And do you have children?" are good examples. But be careful. Don't discuss topics like religion or politics with someone you don't know.
Some great tips, Isabel. Thank you very much. That's all for this week. Remember, many great friends meet after a smile and a simple hello. Good luck breaking the ice and meeting new people. Please join us for the next episode of Everyday Psychology. We'll be discussing the hot topic.
Track 1.2. Lesson 1.1. Grammar. Exercise A. 1.
What do you say to a stranger at a party or a new colleague at the office?
2.
Is it okay to talk about some topics but not others?
3.
Have you ever met someone new and had no idea what to talk about?
4.
Are you having fun?
5.
What is your favourite band?
6.
Did you enjoy the ceremony?
7.
Were you at school together?
8.
Where did you study?
9.
Do you have children?
Track 1.3. Lesson 1.1. Pronunciation. Exercise A.
A. B. C. D. E. F. G. H. I. J. K. L. M N O P Q R S T U V W X Y Z.
Track 1.4, Lesson 1.1, Pronunciation, Exercise B.
Eh, F, L, M, N, S, X, Z, U, U, Q, W, R, R, E, E, B, C, D, G, P, T, V, I, Y, O, A, H, J, K.
Track 1.5, Lesson 1.2, Grammar, Exercise A.
Hi, this is Emma Fry on chatfm.net. Once a week, we bring you reviews and recommendations from the wonderful world of the internet. And today, we are talking blogs with journalist and blogger Calvin Norton from website Three of the Best. Calvin, it's nice to see you.
And you, Emma. It's a pleasure to be here. As you know, I'm rarely out in the real world. I'm normally at home, online, in front of my laptop.
But luckily for us, you occasionally escape. And today, you have some blog recommendations for us.
Yes. Now, some of your listeners will know this first one already, I think. But, well, sorry. Now and again, a blog is so good that I just have to mention it again and again. Run by a guy called Brandon Stanton, this is Humans of New York, a brilliant collection of pictures and extracts from interviews with people on the streets of New York.
Humans of New York? I think I've heard of it, actually.
You probably have. It has millions of followers on Facebook and Instagram.
Wow. And what's it about? I mean, who are the Humans of New York?
Well, Stanton focuses on the lives of normal New Yorkers most of the time. He includes someone well-known every so often. But I think it's actually the ordinary people that are the most interesting. New York is such a multicultural place, and everyone on the blog has a different story to tell. It's a very simple idea, but it never gets boring.
And what kinds of things do Stanton and his humans talk about?
Ha! Well, this is why it's so interesting. He asks all sorts of personal questions, and people really open up to him. Some people's stories are very funny, and others are extremely sad. Some people even received help or became famous after their stories appeared on the blog.
Do all the people on the blog live in New York?
No. In fact, Stanton has traveled to countries including Iraq, Ukraine, and Mexico. The stories from around the world are often about people who help others or who need help themselves. And there are now many similar blogs telling the stories of people from other cities around the world.
It sounds very interesting, Calvin. I'm going to check it out while we play a song. We'll be back with more recommendations from Calvin soon.
Track 1.6. Lesson 1.2. Grammar. Exercise B. 1.
Once a week, we bring you reviews and recommendations from the wonderful world of the internet.
2.
I'm rarely out in the real world.
3.
I'm normally at home, online, in front of my laptop.
4.
But luckily for us, you occasionally escape.
5.
Now and again, a blog is so good that I just have to mention it again.
6.
Stanton focuses on the lives of normal New Yorkers most of the time.
7.
He includes someone well-known every so often.
8.
It's a very simple idea, but it never gets boring.
Track 1.7. Lesson 1.3. Pronunciation. Exercise A.
Hard working. Independent. Lazy. Sensible.
Track 1.8. Lesson 1.3. Pronunciation. Exercise C. 1.
Lazy.
2.
Sensible. Curious. Sociable. Confident.
3.
Hard-working. Creative.
4.
Independent.